Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. But before we get some fun on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do you use when you decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We have got the best of the best. If we had to send a song into space, these are our options from 2004. We went back to 2004 and we got all the songs, and only one of these gets to live forever. I am going to wipe your mind, all of Men in Black, and you only get to, actually, we're going to figure out which one you get to relive for the first time. Everything else gets to stay, but one of these songs you get is so good, you get to experience it all over again.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Dog, if I could listen to these songs relive for the first time. Can you imagine the reason coming out for the first time now? I don't know why, but at the time when we were kids.
Okay, that's probably the worst case scenario for the reason.
But if the reason played right now for the first time, like if I just got done listening to Drake and Kendrick's beefing with each other, right?
Yep.
Meet the Grams is over, and I'm like, oh, man, I need something to calm down. Oh, the reason this is on the pop charts, a nice slow rock ballad? Let's go. Yeah. And I listen to this garbage-ass song.
It would be awful. It would be terrible. It would truly change how I would feel. All right. Yes, that is correct. Here we are in the final four, where we have our Group A champion, Yeah, by Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris, going up against the Group B champion, Toxic, by Britney Spears. On the other side of the bracket, we have Group C champion, The Reason, by Hoobastank, going up against Group D champion, Float On. And Cody, we got to cut the bullshit.
All right, let's cut it, dog.
Let's cut the bullshit. Let's
get to the point.
I was expecting you to really lay a little bit more on, but what are we doing here, dude? What are we... I want to apologize, actually. I want to start off with an official apology to the fans of our show.
Okay.
Because I think, here's what happened. Behind the scenes, a little peek behind the kimono. Obviously, we had to come up with something to do, right? I don't know if you guys realize this. We have to come up with these every time. We have to come up with an idea for a season every season.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I would love to just do best Adam Sandler movie every time? Best Fast and Furious every time?
Yeah. Do you know how tired Catherine is of making up these seasons?
Yeah. And on this case, she was out. We didn't have Catherine. So then we had to come up with our own. So then we're like, Cody's like, you know, maybe we'll do music. And I was like,
I hate you, Cody. I don't want to do music again. You've hurt me too many times.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready to get hurt again. And so it's like, well, let's just make it easy on ourselves. We know what we like to talk about. We like to talk about summer bangers. 20 years ago, that makes sense. 2004. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Cody, this is what should have happened. And it's not what happened. And this is why you are deserved an apology. When we got to 2004 and we saw, oh, this is the same year that Yeah by Usher came out. What happened was
we should have jumped it. We should have got out of here.
Cody's exactly right. That's the moment we should have been like, oh, well, that would be dumb then, because, because Yeah is maybe arguably one of the greatest all time top 10, at least top 5 for me, pop songs of all time.
Yeah, I think it's hard to not rank it in like top, even if you're being a dick and you hate Usher and you hate R&B and that stuff, it's still got to be a top 25 pop song all time.
All time. But what Cody and I, that's what we should have done, because there's nothing that could have. But what Cody and I did was we're like, oh, nice. We'd love to talk about Yeah. So let's do that season. And that's what happened here, folks. And the problem is too, that was Group A. So even by the beginning of this season, you already knew. It's like, so that's kind of it, huh? Like, they already talked about Yeah. And then we had to then fill, for us while we're recording, we got to fill three more, when the reality is Yeah wins.
But those other three episodes are still good because
they're very fun.
I want to say they're very fun and good because Yeah wasn't in there.
Yeah, so we really had to stretch ourselves artistically.
Which I love to do with Nick. That's the reason I do the show. So me and Nick can experience each other, the whole gamut of each other's creativity.
I want to be clear that my apology is not for the content that we put out. I stand behind the work that we did. My apology is for wasting your time. There was no need to do all of that talking when the answer was obvious.
Well, the problem is we shouldn't have done best summer bangers of... we shouldn't have done it. What we should have done was just change the whole format of the show to review Confessions by Usher, because that album, dude, I went back and listened to Yeah, and it's the first song on the album. There's intro and then Yeah, right? First
wild.
Song on the album.
Also,
wild, dude.
Wild to start. It is one thing to, like, obviously, everyone knows you put your singles in the top of the album. You put it in the top three songs, right? Make sure that it's right on side A. But you start off with Yeah. You are now, that is the cockiest calling your shot. That's Babe Ruth coming out, pointing his bat and saying, like, hey, I'm opening with this. And I'll tell you right now, like, as the person listening, it only gets better as an album. Like, it really just sets off. And you're like, how could you live up to Yeah?
Oh my God. Yeah, can you imagine? You start with Yeah. You intro it, start with Yeah, and you're like, well, that's got to be the best song in the album. It is. It's an all-time iconic song.
Right.
But you have Yeah and a throwback. Then you get hit with Confessions, which is good. But then you get hit with Confessions Part 2, my
dude.
That's
the thing.
Which
you
is
get
fire.
The journey.
And you're like, there's no way. There's no way after he confessed and confessed again that I can get an even better breakup song. An even better breakup song? Oh. Hold my fucking beer, because Usher's about to give you Burn? Burn, my dog!
Dude, once again, is Yeah the best song on the album? Sure.
Sure.
But this album, if you do, I mean, that's like, I don't think Thriller opens Thriller. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is such a called shot of being like, it's too good of a song. It should be a little bit deeper. You should allow some other songs to breathe. But not, Usher was like, no, I trust the heat that I have. Perfect example. The album Thriller by Michael Jackson starts with Wanna Be Starting Something. Great song, right?
Great song.
We all love Wanna Be Starting Something. That's a really good, like, sets the pace. And then as you're going on this journey, four songs in, then you're hit with this combo, Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, right?
That's a murderer's row.
That's an insane.
That's why Usher never became the king of pop. He right. tried. Confessions is close, my
Confessions
dude.
Confessions is a strong album. But I'm saying you've already established, like, it's like, okay, you better back it up. And the fact that he did, because low key, I do think Burn is maybe my favorite song.
I think Burn, well, we didn't even think, like, Caught Up is right after Burn too.
Jeez, yeah. What is he doing? Usher, slow down.
Usher, the problem, okay, let's talk about Usher. That's what this episode will be about. Yeah. The problem Usher had is that he had all these songs. And it's like, hey, Usher, you got like five or six of the greatest pop songs of a generation. You want to spread them out over a bunch of albums and be really prolific? Nah, dog. Put it on one.
Yeah, it'd just be
put
way
it
easier
on
for me.
What?
Because, this is the expanded version. So I don't know when, at what point we get to the full expanded. But right now, I mean, Confessions is 21 songs. And like, there's My Boo is on there. Do you know what? Like, you have Bad Girl on here. On top of what you've already said, Confessions Part 2, Burn, Caught Up. It's insane. It's an insane album because Cody's the one who was like, you got to listen to this. You got to go back.
I was doing my research right after we got done. I went to work on that Monday. We recorded on Sunday, went to work on Monday, and I was in the morning, got off my meeting. I was like, I'm going to throw on fucking, let's get it started. I'm just going to listen to, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. I put on Yeah, and I was six or seven songs into the album before I realized I'm doing this whole album.
Yeah.
I'm doing this whole album. I instantly texted Nick. I didn't even do my other research because it's not necessary. The power of Usher was so strong that I couldn't even listen to the other song.
No, because why?
In my defense, I did listen to Tox and Float On. I never got around to the reason because...
I can't do this.
Stuff came up, you know.
Life happens. I didn't have that 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Like, I really didn't. I could audit the whole week. And I'm telling you right now, you're just not going to find a space to fit in that song. So I apologize. I should have.
Yep. I worked on it. I was trying.
No, dog. I actually did. I mean, I did because you told me to. But it's very funny. I had the opposite happen to me. I was like, you know what? Let me go back and listen to the reason. And I pulled it and I, you know, so then I'm listening to the album.
Why did you fuck up? Like, why would that of the four songs, that was the one you wanted to start with?
Well, it just I was like, oh, like I played it and then I kept it on for the nostalgia and oh boy, it is. Wow. Nope. It sounds like a record from a band named Hoobastank. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're like, they told you up front with their name. Like, yeah, man, it don't. don't take this too deep. But
you ain't gonna come out of this smelling like roses, my man. No, this album isn't like,
because like the thing is, I have re-explored like my butt rock era, right? I've gone back to certain Nickelback songs and I'm like, this shit does kind of rip. Like, I can't remember which one it is, but it's the one with the car driving away. That album pretty much rips top to bottom. Like, for what it wants to be. For what it wants to be, I think it achieves.
Yeah,
it.
Let's talk about music. Well, this is what this episode, because Usher's going to win. So Nickelback isn't trying to be good musicians. And we got to stop accusing them of that. They're trying to make ripping rock songs that we can drink Coors Light to.
Exactly.
And they do that very
much. And they do. And as so it's just that expectation, like understanding, not, I think there was almost like some expectation, like every rock band wants to be the Beatles, right? Not only do you want the record sales, but you want the acclaim. You want to be considered for changing rock and roll. And I think Nickelback is just of this. They're like, no, don't worry about us. Like, not even close. Like, the fact that they frequently do stuff with ZZ Top, because I think that's the energy ZZ Top was having, but just in like the 70s. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, those were dudes who were like...
Okay. So ZZ Top is Nickelback if they could shred their instruments. Like,
exactly.
The
if
time.
They were better in, like, once again, but ZZ Top is not... They're shredding because that's fun to do for them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's not in that way that, like, when Slash does a solo in Guns N' Roses, Slash wants you to know that he's one of the greatest guitarists. He is... Like, Guns N' Roses is an example of a band from the 80s that wants you to think of them as musicians. Yeah, they want to be considered great. Nickelback, this band would live forever. It's that they got lucky, because if they weren't successful as their own music, they would just be a cover band. Like, these are dudes who I think just want to like drink beer and rip off some licks, you know? Like, that's all they want to do. I've seen them live last year. I tell you right now, that is it. That is what's happening on that stage.
Are you saying the reason Hoobastank also just wants to drink beer? Or were they trying? Did they go into this and like, we're gonna create art, and then they gave you Hoobastank?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, and that's the problem, is like you knew your band's name was Hoobastank. So do not go into your projects being like, man, this is going to be that shit. We're going to change lives with this music right here. This is going to define I feel like they think of themselves as like genre defining, and it's like, not at all. Please don't. This is very like, I forgive my seventh grade self for thinking that this is like that shit. Cause I'll never forget that. Like, I was in seventh grade when this album came out. And at that time, I probably would have said, this is a near perfect album. And now I'm an adult and I know better and I know how music works and what good music sounds like.
Yeah. So Hoobastank's garbage. They're out. So now we've got Usher. Yeah. Toxic and Float On. Let's just go through and keep ripping this Band-Aid off. Okay. Britney Spears, right? I love Britney Spears. She had a modern renaissance with the, you know, her whole Free Britney, hashtag Free Britney and all that stuff. I'm looking at My Prerogative, which is her greatest hits album.
Sure.
Right? There are less, this album has 26 tracks, huge, right?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
There are less bangers on this than on Confessions. All of Britney's singles, even, you know, Baby One More Time, great. Oops, I Did Again, great. Toxic, great. Whatever. It doesn't add up to just Confessions, top to bottom.
Right.
And not only that, I'm cherry picking her greatest hits and putting them onto an album and saying, this album has as many hits. I know Nick said it as a joke in Group A. Confessions is literally a front-to-back story album.
Yeah. That's the other thing to remember is that it is intentional. Like, it is his magnum opus. Like, people, that's what's insane to me is, like, when Coheed and Cambria drop an album, right, everyone knows, oh, man, look at these guys. They're here to build a story. Chemical Romance with the Black Parade, right? Like, there's some expectation that you have. I don't remember at all people giving Usher his flowers for the fact that he's like, no, I'm doing like a full story, like not rock opera. This is essentially a rock opera, but in hip hop. Like,
Usher is Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Right.
Like, he's the first Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It makes me upset at myself for how much I was like, yeah, Usher has some good songs. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, when they announced Usher for the Super Bowl, I was initially like, really? I mean, he's it's going to be good. And there'll be some fun ones. And I mean, obviously he proved me wrong with his performance. I think it's one of the best, but even then going through and listening to confessions, you're like, this dude is not being hailed as like, I think to some level, like he is a genius. Like he's like,
this album
is amazing.
So does that mean you want to touch base again on what crime we're going to allow Usher to get away with? Cause it's gotta be something, my dude.
Well, he does have herpes and has given it to multiple women. So I do think the scales are currently in balance.
Oh, okay. That was his thing. All right.
Yeah. It's like there. It's what, yeah, it's there. It's, you know, sorry.
I mean,
it's not.
I wanted to say for the record, I didn't assume Usher had the perfect conscience and that he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I'd let him defraud a bank.
Well,
he might
come out. The one thing that he might get is the fact that he is kind of wrapped up in all this Diddy stuff.
Oh shit. I've been out of loop on the Diddy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too busy with Drake and Kendrick that I haven't focused on.
Yeah, I get it. But he's not accused of anything. But he was like a Diddy protege. So it's like he's been around Diddy for a very long time. And like, so there's some level of like, not that no one's saying he did anything, but it's like, what were you a witness to that you might have to testify in court about? So that would be, once again, I'd say the judge would look at Usher. And if there's anything like any, even like misdemeanor or something, he's like, we're going to use your confessions pass.
If this is your confessions pass, we're going to give you a clean slate. You're no longer associated with Diddy.
Right. Yeah. We as a society will mind wipe ourselves and just say, hey, I don't remember him really ever working with Diddy. And we'll all be,
you know, fine. What? We should crack this wide open. Me and you, we should get in the lab and start watching every season of Making the Band from MTV, that old fucking show, and just find the old Diddy clues. He's in there.
It's hiding
there. Them. It's gotta be there.
No, you mean the man who got so, because one thing that is known is that he has like anger issues. So the man who was like so upset about how the band was performing, he made them walk like 11 miles through New York to go get him cookies. And then when they got back to give him his cookies, he had those cookies on his desk. You mean none of us were like, this is a sociopath, right? Like
that's what,
because it was a funny thing to do on television. We're like, haha, very funny, P. Diddy. But when you step back and have an idea of like, this guy kind of is weird. It's like, that sucks. That's a terrible thing. Why would you do that to people?
Because he's got the power. I mean, this, we can keep talking, but this is over.
Here's what I want to say about Britney Spears.
Yeah,
the weird thing I'll say about Britney Spears is I'm almost more of a fan of the covers that get done of their music.
She is America's pop princess, but she is not. Yeah, that song will live in hit. I think anywhere you go in the world, that song is fire.
That's just the reality. Is like when you look at the bar that it sets is like it's too high. There, like once again, this is forever, right? Like that's the one of those things where it's like, as we move through time, right? And music like 80s, 90s today, pop music stations or whatever. As you get further and further away, the songs keep falling off. But there are some songs that are definitively and forever, you have to play that song.
It'll never go away.
And crosses that threshold in a way that like, I don't, Toxic knocks on the door.
I know it's not, it knocked, but it didn't get into the party.
It's
dude.
Not
it
in the
party.
So it's right. It was working, but it's just like.
Do you know how hard it is to get on that list though? Who is on that list? There's a couple Beatles songs. Maybe God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
You have Thriller.
Fucking Thriller by Michael Jackson. Like,
yeah, it is a short, short list. Like I would say Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit gets through.
Yeah. Paradise City, I'd get on that, but we don't have to list them all. But it's hard.
But that's what we're saying, is like, that's the level reaches. That's why, once again.
Not only does it reach it though, Nick, we have to establish, it's in like the top 10% of that.
Oh yeah, in that group, it is, it's in its own VIP. And not only is it in the club, it does have its own VIP session.
Usher's chilling with the Beatles and the Beach Boys over there. Like, what's
and
up,
even,
my
and
dudes?
They're jealous. They're like, damn, he's really.
Yeah, man, we cooked up some shit, but that whole Confessions album?
Yeah.
I would put the Confessions album up against Sgt. Pepper, any of the Beatles albums. I don't care.
For me, you know I'm not a Beatles fan, so I'm like, let's go. I would love to have this discussion with people. Be like, anytime someone's like, I just think, I think the White Album's made one of the greatest pieces of music ever. Have you listened to Confessions by Usher?
You know the song Let It Burn is on there, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
that's just one of them. Bad Girl is on there. Like...
We get lucky, dude. This episode, this whole season was, I guess, just a test of our ability to,
like I said,
pick bad categories.
What we need to take away from this is that sometimes when you and I, like, we pick a topic that is like, I mean, like, it wouldn't be shocking if we did like 2004 movies, right? That would be, and we might still, who knows? Because we gotta fill a lot of space. We gotta fill a lot of time. This is one of those situations though, where it's like, hey, I know how much we want to talk about one thing in this, but that's kind of it. And it's not going to make sense.
Hey, for the record, all you listening out there, if you're still here and you're like, oh, Usher One, we just got out. If you're still here, this is episode number 499. And we got this far before we did this.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We've only apologized to you all like 2 or 3 times. And that's pretty good for a podcast done by 2 white guys.
Yeah.
And most of our apologies are mostly just around Nick. Us being like, yeah, we wasted your time. On this one. I think it was SpongeBob, and that was episode 100.
Yeah.
So we went 400 more episodes before we learned. So we're learning. we're learning, but we're gonna fall short sometimes.
That's why I'm locking in, yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, actually, I did want to maybe float on.
No, fuck it.
After all the nutter. We haven't even mentioned it because it's like, congratulations for being here.
You're... Modest Mouse, you are a fine song, but I don't know enough about you to rip on you. Anyway,
yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen. So thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Comedy. Oh, by the way, Cody, we aren't going to be doing best 2004 movies because that's the year Anchorman came out. And there's nothing. Like, Aviator is the big movie that won awards. And that ain't no one going Aviator against Anchorman. So shut up.
On this podcast?
Yeah, you ain't going to hear it from us. I'll tell you that much.
We are men of culture.
Exactly. So I just want to let you know, we will not be doing 2004 because, see, we're learning. We are learning. Thank you all so much for sticking with us and listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to help out your boys, real quick note from us is that we're going to be taking a little bit of a break. Summer came along and we got summer plans. We're busy men. We have a lot going on.
And also it's episode 500 and we don't know exactly what that means, but it has to mean something.
This week, if you were listening to it on this Friday, this week is our 4-year anniversary as well. So like, Cody and I, we're going to cook up something big, but it's going to take us a little bit of time. So we don't know exactly how long. It'll be more than two. It'll be like at the shortest 3 weeks, but potentially longer. So just know if you don't see us showing up in your feed, it's not because we're gone. We're still here. We still love you. We're still doing this.
We're in the lab. We're cooking, dog.
Let us cook. Cause you're going to want it. You're going to want what we give you. We promise. Okay. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Make sure you go on to Spotify or wherever you can and give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just go up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, please email us to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head on over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, and replace the vowels with 6s. That is going to be it for us. Like I said, we'll be back in a little bit. We'll come back in a few weeks. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.